Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we're continuing our series on development. And we're going to be talking about something in the zoning code that is called the height restriction. And this is a vital piece of the zoning code that you really need to understand before you contemplate building any building on any property. So ready? Here we go. Today, we're talking about the height restriction. And the height restriction is not uniform from one municipality to the next. I've seen multiple different definitions of what is a height restriction. So for example, I've seen one municipality say that this particular property is limited to a three-story building, but they don't specify how tall each of those stories needs to be. They don't specify the height of the roof above that or anything like that. It simply says a three-story building. And the basement is considered a basement as long as the basement doesn't protrude from the ground level by more than 5 feet. So you can have 5 feet of your basement sticking out of the ground, and that's still considered a basement. 5 feet, 1 inch, now that's your first floor. So that's one set of definitions. The second set of definitions that I've seen involves the actual peak of the building. The highest point of the building, that is a height restriction. You can go no higher. Other municipalities say that it is the midpoint of the roof line. And yet still others specify the height as being the height, but they do not include, for example, the parapet. The parapet is that little knee wall that sits above a flat roof. So what they're measuring is to the top of the flat roof, but not any ornamental cornices or anything that might extend above the roof line. And then finally, if you have something that sits above the roof, for example, a small pilot house, whether it is for an elevator, whether it is for access to a roof deck, the pilot house is not considered part of the height as long as it's smaller than a certain size. So for example, in the city of Philadelphia, if the pilot house is less than 90 square feet, it is not considered to be part of the building in terms of the height calculation. Another aspect of the height restriction is something called terracing. In many municipalities, they don't want the streets to look like narrow canyons. So what they will do is they'll specify a height restriction, let's say, to the third story. And then the fourth story, you can build a fourth story, but it's got to be set back from the road. And then the fifth story, set back from the road even further so that you can see more of the sky. It doesn't feel like you're walking through a canyon. And you can see more of the sky when you're standing on the street. So the height restriction often will include with it some setback requirements so that you see more of the open sky. All of these things are very important if you're contemplating any form of development. I urge you to really dig into the details of your zoning code. They will determine what you can build. And oftentimes you can get away with some minor variances. If there's something that's not going to work because the code is a little bit too restrictive, have a look. Talk to some urban planners, folks that specialize in working with the city on variances, and you will often get exactly what you need with a little bit of money and a little bit of time and a little bit of creativity. You can often get the city to agree to what you need to do and get the right product for the right market. And finally, one more thing for you to consider is that many cities offer a free planning primer course. This course is designed to help you work with the city to understand zoning codes and how they work, how to interact with the city. It's usually held over the span of several weeks. It's free, and you can learn an awful lot about the zoning code simply by attending that planning primer course. Have a look. Most cities have them. In the meantime, as you're thinking about your development projects, go out and make some great things happen. Have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.